Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis, as well as the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Also, this just in, the Bitcoin hash rate shatters another record with 500 exahashes per second. Let's go. And quoting Max Keiser, the way to peace is Bitcoin, unconfiscatable Bitcoin that monetizes violence and monetizes peace and love. All property, including seafront on the Mediterranean, is going to zero against Bitcoin. Also breaking news, the Binance CEO outlines the plan for the crypto exchange after CZ had stepped down. And speaking of CZ, breaking news just in, the judge rules that CZ cannot leave the United States before his sentencing. We'll also be discussing the latest with Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, recommending Bitcoin, gold, and silver investments before it's too late. And his latest, we'll also be sharing Bitcoin about to repeat 2020-2021 rally to 60 G's, baby, according to this top crypto strategist. We'll also be sharing Bitcoin surging by up to 960% for this bull cycle. And it's very reasonable, says Mikhail Bende Pop. That target takes us to $400,000 per coin. I'll be breaking down his latest outlook. We'll also be sharing Bitcoin smashing 524,000 per coin this cycle, according to Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock the flow model. He also says Bitcoin will never go sub 35,000 ever again. I'll be explaining why. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Welcome everyone just joining us. This is a live and interactive show. Make sure you're subscribed to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. Also be sure to smash the subscribe button because it helps out tremendously with that YouTube algorithm. The goal is to get the channel to 100,000 subs along with that Bitcoin price action. Right now we're sitting just on top of 60,000. So we got quite a ways to go, but with your help, we can turn that into a reality. I appreciate everyone. Today is pod episode number 1474. I'm your host, JV, and today is November 27th, 2023. Let's kick it off with our market watch as we do each and every day. We got Bitcoin under 37,000, correcting along with the rest of the altcoin market. We got Ether sitting just under 2,000. We got Solana down 5%, BNB down 3%, XRP down 3%, and Cardano down roughly 3% as all the current cryptos in the market are correcting, at least the top ones. And zooming out for the 1 month to get a broader perspective, Bitcoin still up 9% in the past 30 days. Ether up 12%. We got BNB barely in the green. We got XRP up 10%. Cardano up 29%, and Solana up over 70%, being one of the top gainers. Massive shout out to Emilio Gonzalez. I greatly appreciate that super chat. You guys are amazing. Much love and much respect. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we are sitting on a 1.4 trillion market cap, virtually half of where we were at the peak back in November of 2021. Crypto did hit 3 trillion overall, and the volume is up in the past 24 hours, sitting at 51 billion, up almost 38%. We got the Bitcoin dominance at 51.6%, back on the climb, and the Ether dominance back on the decline at 17.3%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers of the past 24 hours, Celestia is modestly up 3.5%, trading at $5.60, followed by Axie Infinity, up 2%, followed by Gala, up 1.5%. That's because the vast majority of the crypto altcoins are currently correcting and in the red, as you can see here. Now, which altcoins, if any, are you most bullish on for this bull cycle? Please do let me know, and I'll read all of your comments out loud in a little bit. And checking out Crypto Bubble so we can get a visual perspective. You can see mass corrections across the board, only a handful in the green. And if we zoom out on the weekly, we can see the majority are still in the red with a handful in the green. And if we zoom out for the monthly, virtually everything is in the green, minus HEX and a handful of others such as Satoshi Vision and Bitcoin Cash. Go figure. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 66 in greed. Yesterday was a 73, last week a 69, and last month a 65 in greed. So there you have it, my crypto fam.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Where do you feel the Bitcoin price action is likely to take us by the end of this month? Only 3 days out. Please let me know before we enter December. And then the new year for 2024 is right around the corner, roughly less than 50 days left until January 10th, which is the next major deadline for the ETFs, for the regulators. We'll see if BlackRock, Fidelity, VanEck, 21 shares, and the rest of them get that green light, because you already know it's going to be lit. But anyway, fam, now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis. Check out the charts of where the Bitcoin price action is likely to go next. You should be able to see this right here on your screen. Here are the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Number one, the monthly close looms with the Bitcoin price up less than 10%. That's right, the monthly close forms the key diary date for the day traders this week with Bitcoin at a crossroads. I'll see you at the crossroads so you won't be lone. Y'all remember that Bone Thugs track? Brings me back to sixth grade memories. Had to throw that in there. Untested liquidity levels to the downside and the lure of 40,000 to the upside, surrounded by resistance, makes for a stubborn daily trading range. Neither the bulls nor the bears have been able to dislodge an increasingly narrow corridor for the king crypto. Even new higher highs on the daily timeframes have been few and short-lived. The last weekly close, a timely drop, saw bids beginning to be filled, with Bitcoin dropping to the low of 37,100 before recovering, according to Cointelegraph and TradingView. And here you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. And quoting Skew Analytics, spot takers led the bounce, and eventually the perp takers were the forced bid, mostly short forced out of the market. Now, as we go into the EU session and US session, it's important to see if the spot bids or not. Now, Skew likewise referenced the blocks of liquidity, both above and below the spot price, at 37 and 38,000 as the key levels to watch. He also says there's lots of bid liquidity below 37,000. So if the spot takers continue to be net sellers, this would be the momentum required to fill those limit bids below. Ask for liquidity, aka supply, that remains between 38 and 40,000. It's an important area to go higher. That's right. And the current annual high, an 18-month high, is 38,500. Then we dropped to where we're currently at. And that was just a few days ago. So hopefully we can retest and blow past it and flip that resistance into a support and head on up to 42. And with the monthly close just like 3 days out, Bitcoin is up still roughly 8% month to date, making November of this year thoroughly average compared to the years that have gone by. And data from monitoring resource CoinGlass shows November is normally characterized by much stronger Bitcoin price moves, which can be both up and down. So quarter four overall, meanwhile, has so far delivered gains of nearly 40%. Not too shabby. We didn't have a disappointing October whatsoever. Moonvember has been positive as well. And overall, I believe we're up roughly 125% year to date. Not too shabby. Now, a classic macro week with volatility triggers to watch awaits Bitcoin traders as November draws to close. This is the second catalyst to watch out this week, with the key inflation markers leading the macro catalyst. The U.S. Fed will receive some key data on inflation over the coming days, feeding into next month's decision on interest rate policy. Quoting the Kabisi letter, key events to watch out for this week. Number one, we have new home sales data today on Monday. Number two, consumer confidence data on Tuesday. Number three, GDP data on Wednesday. Number four, PCE inflation data on Thursday. Number five, Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaks this Friday. And number six, the total of 10 Fed speakers event. We are 2 weeks out from the December Fed meeting, so it's right around the corner. Full trading week ahead and volatility is here to stay, they share. Data from the CME Group's FedWatch tool currently put the odds of the Fed holding rates at the current levels at an almost unanimous 99.5%, which you can see here in this chart. Now for the third factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, and that's GBTC eyeing the Bitcoin price parity. That's right. While Bitcoin is still waiting for U.S. regulators to greenlight the country's first spot Bitcoin ETF, markets show that the mood continues to change for the better. Nowhere is this more apparent than with the largest Bitcoin institutional investment vehicle, the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, who is the largest hodler of Bitcoin on the planet, currently with over 620,000 BTC itself due to be converted to a spot ETF. GBTC is fast approaching parity with its underlying asset pair. Now, once nearly 50% lower, the GBTC share price had a mere 8% discount to net asset value as of November 24th, as per CoinGlass data. The fund's renaissance has formed a key narrative over both the successful ETF approval to come and the emergence of a genuine mass institutional interest in Bitcoin for the first time. Quoting on-chain analyst William Clemente, looks like the market is really expecting this ETF approval soon. When do you feel we're going to get that green light? Let me know, fam. And in terms of a watershed moment hitting, the dates of note now all come after the new year, with January 10th being a big one. In the latest market update from Telegram channel subscribers, trading firm QCP Capital argued that January 3rd would be a timely approval date, coinciding with the 15th anniversary of the Bitcoin Genesis block. So it could be coming even sooner than expected. Thereafter, January 10th marks an interim deadline for the first spot ETF in line, that of ARK Invest, as the final deadline for ARK's app is included in the first batch of approval, quoting him here. And in the case ARK is rejected and the rest postponed yet again, the true make or break deadline is then March 15th, where BlackRock and the main bunch of candidates face their own final deadline. Now, I got to throw out there, the top ETF analyst from Bloomberg give it a 90% chance that we get that approval for the ETF by January 10th. And Matrixport came out and said there is a 100% chance. So they're fully confident that the ETF will be coming anytime soon. Now, for the next factor to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, the Bitcoin hash rate hits another all-time high for another watershed moment. Let's go. In advance of the upcoming block subsidy halving scheduled to take place in April, roughly 5 months out, the Bitcoin miners are deploying record processing power to the network, as they should be. Hash rate, the estimated measure of this development, is now at its highest ever, and this month passed 500 exahashes per second for the first time. Look at that chart. Talk about parabola. You gotta love that. The achievement not only represents a psychological landmark, but also underscores the miner's conviction to future profitability, even when the Bitcoin price performance still remains 50% below its own peak. And as the same time, outflows from known miner wallets to exchanges are at their lowest levels in 7 years, per data from on-chain analytics platform CryptoQuant. Quoting them here, the flow of movement from Bitcoin miner wallets to exchange wallets ultimately represents the activity of these entities in the open market. The entry of coins into the exchanges increases the liquidity of Bitcoin on these platforms, providing additional selling pressure in the market. So there you have it. He also noted that the miners are always selling some portion of their holdings, but the current 90 BTC monthly average is the lowest since 2017. So we all know what's a coming and they're ready. Let's go. Now for the fifth and final factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, Bitcoin exchange balances resume a downtrend. That's right. After a month of turmoil caused by withdrawal shutoffs and legal action against some of the top crypto exchanges, including Binance, in line with the broader trend in place for 5 years, the exchanges and stocks to Bitcoin are drifting ever lower. Also, there is another lawsuit recently against Kraken, and let's not forget, roughly 10 months ago, they settled and paid like a $30 million fine. And now Gary Gensler, the SEC, have come back for seconds, and they're also deeming 16 cryptocurrencies as unregistered securities, which includes Solana, Polygon / Matic, and many other alts, just FYI. But according to the latest data from on-chain analytics firm Glassnode, the combined holdings of the major exchanges totaled 2.3 million BTC as of November 26th, which was yesterday. With the exception of the recent lows in October, this is the smallest amount of available Bitcoin since April of 2018. Can you say supply shock? Let's go. As its peak was back in March 2020 after the COVID crash, the tally stood at 3.3 million BTC. So can we be having another deja vu moment? Let me know your thoughts. The picture was complicated in November thanks to traders' reactions to Binance receiving a record $4.3 billion U.S. fine, along with Poloniex and HTX halting withdrawals altogether after the hack. So there you have it. My crypto fam, I mean, look at this hash rate chart. It's sexy as a mofo. And quoting the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser, the way to peace is Bitcoin. Unconfiscatable Bitcoin demonetizes violence and monetizes peace and love. All property, including seafront property on the Mediterranean, is going to zero against Bitcoin. That's right. Bitcoin is the life raft, or better yet, Bitcoin is the ark. It's our savior. Bitcoin is God hacking humanity. So take action accordingly. And with that being shared, I just shared with you the five things to watch out for in the market this week. Let me know what you guys are most looking forward to. Let's dive into our next story of the day because we still got so much to cover. Let's break it down. Next up, here's the latest with the plan for the top exchange in the world by the name of Binance that recently just had to pay a $4.3 billion fine to the SEC. Let's break this down. But before I even break down the steps and plan moving forward from their new CEO, first breaking news just in, the judge rules CZ of Binance, he cannot leave the United States before his sentencing. Little does he know that CZ can go anywhere he wants in the metaverse. They got jokes for you. But here's the official ruling. In this motion, the judge stayed in the motion, basically CZ's request to return to the UAE before sentences. What this means is the judge is not prepared to make the official decision yet. However, CZ is still required to stay in the US during this process. So effectively, he is grounded, I guess, because he could be a flight risk. So they're keeping him in the United States. So there you have it. But anyways, let's get to the latest of what's going on with the exchange moving forward. We got Richard Tang, Binance's former global head of regional markets and now CEO, announced his intention to drive the growth at the crypto exchange following CZ stepping down. In the new post, he said that he had the support of CZ and Binance's leadership following the former CEO's departure as part of an agreement with the US officials. According to Tang, Binance plans to continue a user-focused approach to his business and drive growth and the adoption of Web3, assuring customers will hear more from him soon. Quoting him here from the post, I am eager to jump headfirst into my new role and know there will be many more opportunities for me to share my thoughts with the community through blogs like this one, through my social media accounts on Twitter and LinkedIn, hey, it's X now, dog, and through the many industry conferences and events around the world. And as he shared on X, here's my first blog as a Binance CEO. I want to take this opportunity to share immediate focus areas, discuss our responsibility to users, and my view on the future of our industry. Now, it's currently unclear how he'll manage Binance's business as it balances US oversight with well-known figures like CZ moving out of its leadership. Now on November 22nd, blockchain analytics firm Nansen reported there didn't appear to be a mass exodus of funds 24 hours after the US settlement with Binance, with the exchange total holding increasing to more than $65 billion. But heads up, regardless, it's still not a good idea to just keep your crypto on any exchange, obviously including Binance, to remove it from the exchange wallets into your own private wallet in self-custody for protection. It's better to be safe then sorry. Now, Tang became the CEO of Binance after CZ agreed to step down as part of that settlement agreement with the Department of Justice, which was announced November 21st. CZ pleaded guilty to one felony charge and will pay $150 million to the regulators, while the crypto exchange agreed to roughly pay $4.3 billion in penalties. I'm curious, where do you think this money goes? Like, who gets it and what will they do with it? Do you think they'll just use it to continue to shake down crypto exchanges and so forth? I'd love to know your thoughts. Now, the authorities are attempting to restrict travel, which we just mentioned. He has to stay in the United States until the time of his sentencing. Unfortunately for him, he can't go back to Dubai where his family is, and he can face up to 18 months in prison following his sentencing in February of 2024. Now, ironic enough, I think it's March where Bankman-Fried will be sentenced as the trial shall commence and continue. But I'd love to know your thoughts. Do you think CZ will face any prison time, or do you think it'll be more like house arrest, kind of like Arthur Hayes, the ex-CEO and founder of the crypto derivatives exchange BitMEX back, I think that was like 2017 or 2018. The regulators went after him. He had to step down. He didn't get any jail time, but he got house arrest, had to pay hefty fines. So do you think that will happen, or do you think he may be with Bankman-Fried in prison during this time? That would be pretty ironic. The two biggest crypto exchange CEOs in the world in jail at the same time. Crazy. Anyways, fam, now let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss the latest with Rich Dad Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki. He says, purchase Bitcoin, gold, and silver investments before it's too late. And shout out to Rich Dad. I am a fan. Now, the price of gold recently crossed $2,000 per ounce, marking a steady recovery amid the weakening value of fiat currency. And as a strong supporter of the Bitcoin ecosystem, Kiyosaki recommend to his 2.4 million followers to reduce their exposure to fiat currencies, which he called fake money system. Preach. Quoting him here, great news, gold reaches new high. Bad news, workers and savers are losers. Bad news, been saying the same for 25 years. Don't be a loser. Get out of the fake money system. Get into gold, silver, Bitcoin now before it's too late. Preach. And word up, I think the first lesson in Rich Dad Poor Dad is don't work for money. That's for the slave class, fam. So what do? You invest into Bitcoin and assets that are going to appreciate, with Bitcoin being the apex predator. So personally, I agree with the sentiment, except I'm all in on Bitcoin. So I say go all in on Bitcoin as well versus hedging with gold and silver, just because gold and silver and precious metals are heavily manipulated and Bitcoin's upside potential is like 100x that of gold and silver. And Max has said for every dollar gain you see in gold, you're going to see $30 to $50 in Bitcoin, but the choice is yours. The average person who tries to save money is a loser, said Kiyosaki, while recommending other forms of investments such as gold, silver, and Bitcoin. Don't be a loser. Get out of the fake money system. Get into gold, silver, and Bitcoin now before it's too late. And on November 23rd, he blamed the woke government for the rising inflation and the daily struggle that followed. Quoting him here, I am shocked that the rising prices of inflation. Thank God I have plenty of more. Yet I feel for those who struggle paycheck to paycheck. I feel for the people who cannot afford food, rent, and fuel and cannot afford to invest into gold, silver, and Bitcoin, as I suggest. Our woke liberal leaders and educators are Marxists, not capitalists. Preach. If our woke leaders were capitalists, prices would come down and prosperity would spread. Let's get rid of Marxists from government and vote MAGA. I guess that's pronounced MAGA. Is that Make America Great Again? Correct me if I'm wrong, but there you have it, coming directly from Rich Dad. He says to continue to move his fiat assets into Bitcoin and precious metals because leaders don't care about you. Word. Quoting the late great George Carlin, may he rest in peace. It's a big club and we're not in it. And their actions boil down to war and poverty. That's right. Fiat currency basically perpetuates a war and poverty, whereas Bitcoin perpetuates peace and love. Now on October 20th, Kiyosaki predicted that the gold price would reach $2,100 an ounce, and he expects the price to rally to $3,700 in the future. In August of this year, he predicted that Bitcoin would reach $100,000 per coin, considering the geopolitical issues threatening global prosperity. Quoting him here from this tweet on August 14th, Bitcoin to $100,000 per coin, saying for for years, gold and silver and God's money. Basically, invest in gold and silver and God's money. Bitcoin is the people's money. Bad news, if stock and bond markets crash, gold and silver will skyrocket. And I know he continues here. Let's see, was this the post here? Yes. Worst news, if the world economy crashes, Bitcoin to $1 million. So there you have it. He's saying if the world economy crashes, Bitcoin is heading to a million. He says gold to $75,000 an ounce and silver to $60,000. Savers of the fake US dollars are what? Debt too high. Mom, pop, and kids are in trouble. Hope I am wrong, but please take care. Sage advice. He's given us that warning. However, if the stocks and bonds market were to crash, Kiyosaki envisions the price skyrocketing for Bitcoin to a million. So what has the most upside potential there? You do the math. You guys let me know and let me know which assets you are all in on. Do you invest into precious metals? Are you all in on Bitcoin? Let me know in those comments. Anyways, fam, let's dive into our next story of the day. Still got a lot to share with you guys. We covered the latest from Rich Dad. Now let's discuss a 60,000 rally incoming, according to top crypto analysts. I believe this is coming from Credible Crypto. Yep. Let's go. Synonymous analyst, Credible Crypto, shares on social media platform X. The Bitcoin might be on the cusp of a big burst to the upside. Send it. The analyst shares a chart, which you can see here, that shows Bitcoin appearing to be mimicking the pattern last seen a few years ago when Bitcoin surged from around 13 to 60,000 in just a few months. The pattern was also witnessed in 2019 when Bitcoin rallied from $4,000 to $14,000. That's right. Contemplate that for a second. This was, I believe, in 2021, right? Bitcoin soared from $13,000 to $60,000 in just about a couple of months' time. So it just goes to show you how fast we can rip when things start to take off. Quoting the analyst here, about to make it 3 out of 3. Let's go. And looking at the chart, he seems to predict the Bitcoin will rally above 42,500 by December 11th, roughly 2 weeks from today. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analysts in this chart that we can hit 42,500 within the next couple of weeks. Now, in addition to the market structure, Credible is also looking at other data sources, which he says supports his bullish bias. According to the analyst, the Bitcoin open interest, which tracks the total number of outstanding Bitcoin futures and option contracts, indicates that highly leveraged traders have already been flushed out. He also says that spot Bitcoin traders appear to be accumulating the dip. Quoting him here, first aggregate open interest continues to fall within the tight range, indicating we are getting some deleveraging here, which means liquid cascades in either direction may not be significant. This is healthy. Second, Coinbase has not begun selling off its spot and rather has been consistently buying since my last post. This is healthy. Third, we can see that despite the takers not selling within this tight range, thanks to Binance spot sellers who have the market who has sold at 50 million versus Coinbase's 20 million in buys, the price has remained flat, indicating we likely have limit buyers absorbing a significant portion of these market sells. This is also healthy. And finally, funding and perpetual premiums have been relatively flat since my last post as well. Also healthy. So overall, I think that dips here may be even more shallow than originally anticipated due to the lack of open interest to induce liquidation flushes and the clear spot demand we are seeing at these levels. And you can see here in these charts, let me know if you agree or disagree with Credible Crypto and do you feel we'll likely to rally to $60,000 here soon and hit 42,500 within the next couple of weeks. Let me know in the comments. Right down below. Let's go. All right, guys, let's dive into our next story of the day, shall we? We shared the 60,000 rally incoming, potentially hitting a target of 42,000 within the next couple of weeks. Now let's discuss a $400,000 Bitcoin price target from crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop, which means Bitcoin would surge 960% this bull cycle. Send it and let's go. Crypto trader Mikhail Van de Pop predicts a massive Bitcoin surge in the current bull market cycle. In a new session, he shares with his 161,000 subs that based on the previous bull market cycles and the laws of diminishing returns, Bitcoin can explode 961% from its current value to as high as 400,000 per coin. Let's go. Quoting him here, I still believe that this bull cycle is going to be bigger than the previous bull cycle in the sense that we had diminishing returns. So Bitcoin did a 14x or 17x or anything in between because it came from 3,000 and went to 69,000. It even did more. That's right. After the 2020 COVID crash, Bitcoin crashed in the 3,000 to 4,000 range. And then we shot up within a year to that 69,000 all-time high. So he makes a good point. And continuing, and then I think that diminishing returns doesn't mean that if in this cycle from 2015 to 2017, we did an 80X, and in the second cycle here, we do a 20X, that we need to do a 5X after that, because this 2019-2021 cycle was pushed downwards by Sam Bankman-Fried with FTX pushing down the price of Bitcoin during this period. And there were articles proving that point. That's right. I saw some articles as well we covered in the show where Bankman-Fried was offloading the Bitcoin anytime it surpassed that $20,000 target. So Bankman-Fried was suppressing the Bitcoin price action. He got caught red-handed. Now, diminishing returns might also mean that from here in early 2023 at 16,000, you can do an 18X. You do a 20X, which means that if we go and we calculate the numbers, so we calculate the numbers from 2019 to 2021, and we'd say, hey, the bear market has been done. We do a 21X. And from 2023's market cycle low, we're going to do 20X. So it is very reasonable to state the Bitcoin might be going to 300 to 400,000 per coin in this bull cycle, as I think there are many new participants joining the markets going to push the prices through, which it is very likely that we're going to have a 2016-2017 type of cycle. And in this period, the altcoins will still do well. So there you have it, coming directly from the analyst. Do you feel we're likely to smash 300,000 to 400,000 per coin? I think that's a great bullish target personally. I've been sharing my bullish target. My bearish target for the cycle peak is anywhere between 220,000 plus, with my bullish target being roughly 500,000 per coin, which is going to take us to our next story of the day. Now let's discuss the feature story of the day, which is Bitcoin hitting $524,000 per coin as per Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model. Here is the latest from Plan B. Here we go. On-chain analyst Plan B says he wouldn't be surprised if Bitcoin went as high as $524,000 per coin at some point in the next 4 years. He shares with his almost 2 million followers on X a chart depicting which price the majority of the Bitcoin was distributed at each halving when the miners' rewards get cut in half. And as we all know, the next halving in 2024 is roughly 5 months out to take place in April. So based on the historical trend, the Bitcoin appears to top out about four times higher than the lower end of the distribution range. Plan B says the king crypto can soar above a $500,000 range in the next several years. He also says that the next bull run could be even more explosive than in the past due to several macro factors affecting the 2021 cycle, including COVID. Quoting the analyst here, at the 2012 halving, most Bitcoin was 16 bucks. At the 2016 halving, most Bitcoin was in the 256 to $1,024 range. And at the 2020 halving, most Bitcoin was in the 4,000 to 16,000 range. And at the 2024 halving, most Bitcoin will be in the 16 to $65,000 range. I would not be surprised if the next 4 years, most Bitcoin will transfer in the 65 to 524,000 range. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Plan B. Now, the analyst also says the Bitcoin will only remain below the 40,000 level for a matter of time. He shares another chart showing that Bitcoin is trading above the 2-year and 5-month realized price levels as outlined in this realized price chart. The realized price metric tracks the sum of all the Bitcoin at the price they were last transacted on chain divided by the count of Bitcoin in circulation. Quoting Plan B here, enjoy sub 40,000 Bitcoin while it still lasts. And here's some other recent tweets in which he shared. I posted this morning. Bitcoin will never go sub 35,000 ever again. That was on the back of his update here. Breaking Bitcoin valuation based on difficulty, which is the hash rate, increased to 35,000 yesterday. In my opinion, this could mean that apart from possible black swans or short-term volatility based on the dollar kilowatt arbitrage fundamentals, Bitcoin will never go below $35,000 per coin ever again. Let me know if you agree or disagree with plan B. And someone pointed out here, BlackRock is big shareholders of the four largest mining companies. Let's guess. That's right, because they're getting indirect exposure to Bitcoin, probably doing it this way so they don't drive the price up, which would be shooting themselves in the foot. You know what I mean? So let's share what else he recently shared. In my opinion, ETFs like BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager in the world, are currently front-loading BTC through miners instead of exchanges. Pretty slick, right? Buying Bitcoin directly on the exchanges would impact the price too much, but buying indirectly from the miners would impact the hash rate. And what do we got? An all-time high hash rate at the time, right? But not so much the price. Might explain the current hash rate explosion. Let me know if you agree or disagree with that sentiment. He also tweeted here, since you can buy Bitcoin with dollars directly, talking about investors, or with KWH indirectly with the miners, there's an arbitrage modeled with the red line. Difficulty in hash rate is rising fast. So what do the miners know that investors don't know yet? Or are the ETFs buying through the miners? What are your thoughts, crypto fam? Let me know in that live chat. Other interesting tweets. This is one he shared. I think this was, let me check out the date. This was back in September, September 18th. He wrote, to be clear, I still stand by my January 12th prediction. Number one, November 2022, 15,500 was the bottom. Check. Number two, Bitcoin will rise towards the 2024 halving. Bitcoin already rose from the 18,000 level to 27,000 since January 12th. Check. And then he says 2024 halving will be $32,000 to $66,000 Bitcoin, in my opinion. And the 2025 bull market will be greater than $100,000 to $1 million per coin, in my opinion. So that's what the stock to flow model is telling us. The Bitcoin will hit post-halving between $100,000 and $1 million per coin. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the stock to flow model. Now, in yesterday's episode, I shared something very intriguing. I want to touch upon it again. And if you missed yesterday's episode, be sure to check it out. Quoting Samson Mao, in 2022, BlackRock released a study that indicated the optimal portfolio allocation to Bitcoin was 84.9%. The remaining 15.1% can go to equities and bonds. This is a research report coming directly from the largest asset manager in the world. Let me read to you what's highlighted in yellow and green. Check it out. Exhibit 4 presents the results. Starting with a 60-40 equity bond portfolio, which is produced with a risk aversion of Y equals 1.5, the optimal Bitcoin allocation is a large 84.9%. Now, just imagine, hypothetically, if they went that big into Bitcoin, game on. We're talking about a multiple seven-figure price action. But let me continue. The remainder of the portfolio, 15.1%, is split 60-40 between equities and bonds. And reading you the green highlighted part, although Bitcoin has an extremely large volatility of 1.322, the pronounced positive skewness leads to large allocations and dominates in the utility function. Now, they also go on to share, they're pulling like a MicroStrategy. They say we can have a levered, which is meaning trading with leverage in Bitcoin, and have 106% position into Bitcoin. Now we're talking. This is actually quite intriguing. Now breaking down some of the math of how we can get to a $47 million Bitcoin. And again, I covered this in great detail in yesterday's episode. I highly encourage you all to check it out, but I just want to touch upon it here today. BlackRock has $9.4 trillion in assets under management, 9.4, and then we got 0.849 for the right Bitcoin position percentage. So $7.98 trillion that BlackRock will need to allocate to Bitcoin to follow their paper, 7.98, and we have 118B of a multiplier that equals $941 trillion market cap. So Bitcoin would be about $47 million per coin. And Samson Mao says the math checks out. And as I share here, with BlackRock allocating their optimal portfolio allocation into Bitcoin of 84.9%, according to their very own study released in 2022, this would send the Bitcoin price action to $47 million per coin. So there you have it, fam. Let me know if you agree or disagree with some of these predictions, with the stock to flow, Bitcoin rising between $100,000 and $1 million per coin post 2024 halving. And what are your thoughts on BlackRock potentially allocating almost 85% of their portfolio into the king? You already know, fam, it's about to get lit. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.